BFM 89.9. My name's Daryl Ong, together with Simri Boon on the Pulse. We're about to head into our quickfire news segment, but let me recap. Before the show, we talk a little bit about chill music and how it's the anthem for self-isolation and quarantine. And we're asking you on the program, what's your stay-at-home genre / music of choice? Tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. All right, now we've come on to a segment that we like to call... By the way, a new Universal Hip Hop Museum in New York will open in 2023 with exhibits that showcase hip hop artifacts, interactive displays where visitors can get a recording booth experience, among many others. The opening date lines up with the 50th anniversary of the birth of hip hop and set up beside the Harlem River in the Bronx. The museum will span two floors and provide an immersive experience in the 70s music history. This is pretty cool. Visitors will be able to create and spin their own records in an imitation DJ booth. They'll be able to visit a recording studio as well as a VR theater, which allows visitors to take the stage with some of hip-hop's biggest icons. Don't know about you, but it sounds like a blast to me. And if I find myself in New York in 2023, definitely one on the visiting list.
Is it going to be just 70s hip-hop? Like, are they going to do modern hip-hop?
So they've raised $40 million, and I think they need another $60 to get this... project underway. Right now, that's all the info that we have, but I'm sure closer to 2023.
Tell Kanye West, man, the guy will just fund everything, but you just got to feature his Kanye West music.
True that.
Okay, by the way, moving on, something a bit somber. Slayer's guitarist Gary Holt has been tested positive for coronavirus. Another musician, Adam Schlesinger.
Good try.
Adam Schlesinger, co-founder of Fountains of Wayne, the guys that sang Stacey's Mom, also got tested positive for coronavirus. Holt is mildly sick, but Adam needs a ventilator. You know, it's getting kind of scary times. You know, yes, a lot of people are getting infected with COVID-19, but you know, now you see people that, you know, people in TV, people that you listen to,
your idols,
you know, people like your TV stars, like, you know, I think Idris Elba also got Tom Hanks, and also, you know, these are scary times where the virus really is transcending boundaries.
And imagine this is the only two that, you know, has been reported, or rather, you know, is out there.
I think because Slayer, Gary Holt plays for another band, Exodus, I'm not sure which band was on tour in Europe, and I think the other band members also caught it, and some of them have recovered already, but you know, it's really going around. It's really, like, you know, expanding and hitting everywhere. So everyone, you know, just please stay safe and stay indoors.
Yeah. Hopefully things turn for the better. By the way, also, Tame Impala's latest release, Slow Rush, have been lauded by critics as one of the best releases of the year. I know it's one of your favorite albums of the year.
Same. Yeah, I got a vinyl immediately when it came out.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Kevin Parker, head honcho of the band, also recently uploaded on YouTube a different spin of the album. I wouldn't exactly call it a remix album, like how many others are, but it's an upload that's sees the entire album being reimagined for self-quarantine. So basically, the whole album plays out in the same way, with the addition of background crowd noises that can be heard faintly underneath its track. The performance is also partially muted by walls. So imagine, like, you're at the gig and then you went to the washroom, for example. It would sound just like that, like muted sounds. It makes you feel like you're together with people.
Yeah, it's trying to bring that whole experience of being at a gig with other people, making it more real.
Yeah,
immersive
experience.
Yes,
right?
Immersive experience is the word. Yes.
So this follows the ongoing trend of, I guess, the 8D audio experience, where they do simple panning and equalization. Dolby Atmos is one of the companies with this advanced technology, using sound objects instead of audio channels. But to wrap it up, technology is improving the immersive experience in visual, you know, with things like virtual reality. It's only a matter of time before audio content creators follow suit.
And by the way, so Burning Man, this huge festival in the States, their main ticket sale is postponed indefinitely due to COVID-19. Although, you see, that's the funny thing. This is not an official postponement. This is not a cancellation.
So ticket sales are being postponed, but not the festival itself.
Exactly, exactly. Which is why I think it's causing a lot of people to ask questions. You know, I mean, in the release, in the statement, they said they're exploring every possible option, you know, offering refunds if the event is cancelled. Because their terms and conditions states that tickets are non-refundable for any reason, but they recognize how unusual this situation is and they're sensitive to the financial insecurities of many. But my question is, Coachella has already been pushed back, you know, Primavera has already been pushed back. You know, a lot of festivals, us sad and us unfortunate as it is, see the seriousness and they are like, you know what, we're going to push back. Even the Olympics is pushed to next year. Yeah. So what's holding Burning Man back?
So I guess you foresee Burning Man releasing an official statement soon.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the financial implications, but I think the health and lives are much more important.
For sure. That is our By The Way segment. Me and Sim are about to get out of here. But first up, here's a new tune from Maribu State. This is off a mixtape released by Fabric. And in the whole Fabric series, they get artists to come and do a mixtape for them, and sometimes these artists will just drop unreleased tracks and new tunes into the mix. This is one of them from Maribu State featuring Yusef Days. This is Strange Habits right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.